Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hour has arrived. We thank all of you for being a part of the program. Another hour to go, and let's start the final hour by saying let's go to Jim next. You're on the air.
Okay, I thank you. I'm trying to stay calm, but I'm getting a little pissed off about what I just heard, Paul. I hadn't detected many morons. You know, a moron, you know, there's a moron, woman moron, a female moron named Carol from Houston, Texas. I knew when you got these Texans, these big mouths, she's probably some rich old dame, you know, runs her mouth. She said, I call in to hear myself talk. Now, how upset should I get about that, Paul? You know, you think I call to hear myself talk? I mean, good. I think Carol must be the one who wants to hear herself talk.
Yeah, Jim, I think that was we played it during the break. I missed it.
I know, that's when I heard it.
Yeah, it was from yesterday's show.
I know, I know the drill.
Glad to know that.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know what.
Well, Jim, you have every right to be upset when somebody calls you out.
But to say, can you believe? What kind of validity is it for me to want to hear myself talk? That's ridiculous. I'm the one person that don't call for that reason. Don't you? You know that.
Jim, page 54. What else do I need to say?
I know, but she hadn't. That woman probably can't even read.
I bet this is the 100th time I've said this to you, but I'll say it maybe 101 and stop. But you should really be above the fray, Jim. You're legendary. You shouldn't care what some unknown, no name from Texas.
Keep putting her down, Paul. I'm getting feeling better. Keep putting her down. Keep going.
What do you care about some Houston socialite?
You're nailing it. Boy, you're getting better as you go.
She's trying to make a name for herself. You've already got a name.
That's beautiful. Boy, you're doing a clinic right now,
she's
Paul.
Some nobody from Houston. And everybody knows Jim from Tuscaloosa. Nobody knows, what's her name? I don't even know her name.
Even the Pope knows it.
Of course.
Archbishop has let him know.
Yeah, Jim, you're universal. Books have been written about you.
Feel better, Paul. Thank you so much. You know, I've got that tender side to me. I don't have a tough skin, as you well know. And you don't either, but yeah.
No, I react to every cheap shot that's said about me on Twitter. You know me. I'm right back at them. Yeah, you come after me, I'm coming after you.
I know one thing. On this show, you're not timid. You come after them on this show.
Well, but I'm more serene than I used to be.
Well, I feel good. I talked to Danny Sheridan via
email.
Okay,
so tell us about Danny Sheridan.
It's private.
Okay, I don't want to violate any, I don't want to, you know, national secrets or classified documents, but can you give us a composite of what Mr. Sheridan is?
Well, he felt good about what I told him. He felt good, and I think he heard me yesterday on the show. He felt good about it, but you know, here's the thing with Danny. I'll tell you. I hope I'm okay to reveal this.
Go ahead.
But at the top of every email he sends me, it says "not for public comment."
Oh, yeah.
So you got it. You get it now, don't you?
How do you get that on your email? Because when I send somebody an email,
he puts it on there on his email that he sends me.
Well, he's a little more important than I guess I am.
Well, he just says, this is not for public comment,
right,
Jim.
Right.
And I said, okay.
Right. Whenever I've sent you an email, it doesn't say that, does it?
No, I barely get an email from you.
Well, have you ever gotten an email from, I know I have, Jim, where it says confidential? Like, why does somebody need to say that to me?
In fact, I think Danny's got that on his, too.
Yeah, he's always, confidential. I think Auburn is going to go 6-6 this year. I mean, like,
right.
That's big news.
He doesn't want his business on the street, Paul.
Right.
You know
well,
that.
Well, he's got a big business.
That's right.
He's a well-to-do guy.
He felt good about everything. He felt good. And we'll feel good if we can get him back on the show. How about that?
Well, with you heading the cause, I think he would be in good shape.
Tell me anything else I can do to head the cause. Tell me anything. I'll call the head of the ESPN or whatever it takes.
Yeah. We'll see if we can find out. Have you called Senator Tuberville yet?
No, I have stayed away from the Senator.
I mean, Jim, people don't know that you and Tommy Tuberville once went to war on this show.
Oh, absolutely. And so he likes Shane, but he and I could get into it a little bit, but not
oh,
bad.
You at one time destroyed that man.
Well, and then, you know what's funny? About a month later, he sent me a real picture photograph of himself and signed it and autographed like I asked for it. That actually insulted me. I thought, what in the world?
I didn't know that. Tuberville sent
yes,
you a signed picture?
I told you about it. I told you. He sent me a picture autographed and a big old envelope, you know, brown envelope. I thought, what is this? Tommy Tuberville, best wishes, Jim. Like I thought he was Elvis or somebody. You know, I couldn't believe it.
At the time, he was only a football coach, wasn't he?
That's all he was at the time, Tom. That was 15 years ago.
I mean, now at least he's one of 100 senators.
Yeah, and I think I like what he's doing. I like the job he's doing. I like
that. Okay.
I think he's doing it. Why don't you get him back on the show a little bit?
What do you like about what he's done so far?
Well, he's pro-Trump. You know that. He's pro-Trump.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's all you need, right?
Oh, he and the former president are good friends. Absolutely.
How do you and him stand right now?
Tuberville or Trump?
I know where you stand with Trump. How do you and Tuberville stand?
We're great. I mentioned seeing him not that long ago, and I haven't talked to him in a while. Not since he's...
Well, he would be a good interview, Paul. Will he not come on the show?
Oh, he's been on the show.
I'm talking about, why can't you get him on in the next few... You need to get him on before football season.
Oh, I'm sure we could. I don't think that would be a challenge at all.
If you could get Danny Sheridan and Tommy Tuberville on the show before football season, I will promote it everywhere I go.
Okay,
and
well, there you go.
Twitter. All right.
Well, anyone else you would like to see here while we're taking requests?
Let me take that under advisement and get back where you like.
Okay.
You want
Sheridan? You want Danny Sheridan and Tuberville?
Exactly. And you know I'd like. Well, you know the other guy, but I'm not.
I would not mention that guy's name anymore.
I didn't.
I think he's got more problems down the road. He went after the commissioner of the SEC the other day and.
Well, he's not involved with SEC, so why does he have to worry about it?
Yeah, I don't know why he would, but that's his decision, not mine.
Well, all right, Paul, well, let's work on what we got now. Let's don't overlap.
Okay, so let's get Tuberville on the show. Any other senators you like?
No, I just want Danny Sheridan. He could be president himself, you know. Danny's the coolest guy you ever had.
Danny Sheridan.
Cooler than me. He's cooler than me.
Jim, I know Danny Sheridan. Nobody's cooler than you.
Wait a minute. Do you remember him and I getting on the air many times back 10 or 12 years ago? It was, you talking about Radio Go? That was Radio Go, pal. I'm not bragging. You know it's a fact.
I will. I'll see what I can do. I don't know if I can twist any arms, but we'll see if we can make that happen.
Thanks again for taking care of that Carol Moron.
Don't you worry about any little old lady in Houston, okay?
Right, exactly. Some socialite, exactly.
I'm sure she's already off to play bridge tonight at the club.
exactly. Like my, okay, I better not say anymore because my mother used to do that too. She wasn't. Anyway, all right, Paul, it's been great,
Jim.
Talking to you.
Thank you, Jim. Have we ever had a better call from Jim? I don't think so. Ross is in Chicago. Hey, Ross.
Hi, Paul. No, that guy, I don't know.
That guy needs his own show.
Anyway.
And I know just the network.
I didn't have a chance to call earlier when you were talking about the golf situation.
Yes.
But if I understand correctly, they're going to form an LLC, right?
I believe so. That's a legal term, but yes.
Yeah, because you know what? I was confused about the difference between an LLC and then a corporation. And on Google, they kind of explained it pretty well. Now, with an LLC, anybody can drop out and the whole thing falls apart. So I'm wondering how long this thing is going to last.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the details of it. The commissioner is speaking right now in Canada where he just met with the players. But there's going to be so much reaction and resistance from the PGA Tour members that, I mean, the deal's done. But I think the leadership is in serious question.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are going to the break here. No more legal jargon. No more legal questions. We are back with more of your phone calls right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back here late on Wednesday. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
First and foremost, prayers to Mitch. I hope all that, you know, works out well for him. That's kind of devastating news about his foot. I crushed my left foot years and years ago when I was like 19. And of course, you know, I played drums and I had a cast on my foot for 8 weeks and they stitched it up. They was going to cut half my foot off. And so during the time that I was off, I just sat there and I just practiced drums, played with my right foot. And almost forgot how to use the hi-hat because that's my left foot. But, it's devastating news to hear that with Mitch. I prayers to him. Paul, you were at the SEC meetings down there in Florida and got all tanned. And, you know, I almost thought you had some hair there, but I realize it's just darker skin. I'm not taking a jab or anything. I'm just saying you look good for it.
There you go, I-Man. You're poking fun at all the vulnerabilities that I have.
No, I'm not talking about your ears, your hair, your thinness. I'm not talking about all that. Now, because of your insecurities, see, you went there. But I'm not talking
about
well,
you know how upset I get about my hair. I mean, that's a subject that that is so new in my life, somebody making fun of my hair.
That's right. I mean, you know, I bet when you was a kid and you got the Sunday paper, I bet one of your favorite comics was Henry.
I was bald at my bar mitzvah.
So was Henry. But you know what?
So I wore the skull cap so proudly.
Henry never said a word in the cartoons in the
Did you read
Sunday
Henry
papers.
When you were younger? I have never read cartoons. My wife's always showing me the comics and like going, I mean, I just don't have a mind for cartoon for comics.
Sure you do. You're on here every day.
Well, I think that's why. This program is a cartoon strip.
Well, and you was down at the meetings, and that was a bigger cartoon series than listening to callers all day.
That
you heard the
crazy
same people bloviating about the same thing, knowing that they're all of them talking out the side of their neck. I don't know why they put a spoon to their mouth.
That,
I mean,
now
just,
that
just,
takes a good actor, I mean, to sit there and act interested.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You can get Academy Award. So at the meetings, I guess the commissioner in the office, they handed out all the checks for the bowl games and the season.
They haven't done that
yet.
They do that later than they used to. They used to do it, but for tax reasons, they now do it later. Because the league makes so much more
money. That's a big stack of money. That's whale money, Paul Feinbaum, when you get stacks that damn high.
Yeah, that's
a
lot.
You just tell the world we're going to wait another month or two because we still count that money.
We're still
even
going through
machines.
It at Ernst & Whitney.
So when they give out the checks and then you have the Paul Feinbaum Network show,
right,
you'll be giving out the checks too, right?
Well, we're
Paul. Are you there?
I mean, we're not part of the SEC from that standpoint.
But we are part of the Paul Feinbaum Network.
Yeah, the Paul Feinbaum Network is part of another entity.
A broke entity.
True.
You know, Paul, I was listening to Jim. Jim is a great caller. That was one of his best calls. See, when Jim is motivated, he can do most anything. He moves the needle on this program. I mean, he moves that damn needle so fast, you'd think he was Singer Sewing Machine brand damn new in the 1940s. He moves that needle. And then he gave you some suggestions, and you agreed with it. And some maybe not so much, but you know Jim well, and you know me well, and you know that I'm telling you like it is, like a T.I. is, that was a well good damn call. Now, Paul Feinbaum, you have a great afternoon, and I'll be waiting for your check, Thursday? Have a good day.
George is up next in Gettysburg.
Yeah, Paul, how are you doing today?
Hey, George.
So, this guy Jim from Tuscaloosa, I listen to the show a lot, and I love the show.
Thank you.
But, I think you're the greatest. I've said it before, but this guy, he comes on the show and he knocks all the callers who knock him. And, he's just, I don't know if he's got a chemical imbalance, but some days he gets mad at you for no reason. And then some days he compliments you like you're his second, like your stepfather, today.
I am.
He was on his, you could tell he was on, he was
I'm
on
old
his
enough
today.
To be his stepfather.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not – he just is a little weird. But, anyway, Paul, on the PGA Tour, the bottom line here is, as somebody who plays golf for a living, the PGA Tour couldn't finance the PGA Tour in the next 10 to 15 years with the way the purses were going because they were going to run out of money. So this whole deal that transpired with nobody knowing is about the fact that the PGA Tour sponsors can't keep putting up the $20, $25 million purses. And the commissioner knew it, and he struck a deal. Now, he's going to get fired.
Oh, yeah. He
won't be there.
Yeah. I mean, he's already negotiating his payoff.
Yeah. He made the deal with the devil. But what he did is he actually – it is blood. We know where the money's coming from. We get that. Whole 9/11, we get all the backlash. The reality is, the Saudis had the money to put the PGA Tour out of business. in the next 15 years.
Sure.
If they didn't make a deal. That's the reality. Because they weren't going to get the TV money in the continuing years without Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy getting older, Phil Mickelson done. So
I agree, George. You know it better than I do, but yeah. As a consumer of golf my entire life, I barely watch it now.
Yeah, well, I'm still I watch golf probably more than I watch your show, but that's just my business. But the reality is...
I get that, but this is... I mean, the tour has gone through this many, many times, but we are seriously into the post-Tiger era.
Correct.
I watched it as a kid when the big three were playing, but nothing was as compelling as Tiger Woods, ever.
Correct. I totally agree with you. And the stars that they have now... Nobody goes home to watch.
No.
It's like, they're not chased, they're not going home to watch Victor Hovland. I mean,
the play on the tour is phenomenal. And what I don't understand, and you're a professional, but I mean, the nerve of golfers today, you didn't see that in the past. Golfers, in Jack Nicklaus's prime, he didn't blow it all on one shot. I mean, these guys now have no fear.
Well, that's correct, and it's because of guaranteed contracts.
Exactly.
Most of the top players, the top 50, they got guaranteed deals with airplane companies, with sponsors. Their expenses are paid. Now it's a different era. They're cashing in, and it is what it is. And the reality is, Jack Nicklaus played purses that were $65,000 a week. These guys are playing for $20 million. So.
No, you're right. I was looking something up the other day, George, and we're talking 50 years ago. But I was in my research mode, and I think the average purse back then was $20,000. The winner's purse was $20,000.
And not only that, so you go back to the days Jack Nicklaus came out on tour with his wife Barbara. They play in the Phoenix Open, Paul. They get in the car together with their wives. They drive to L.A. for the next tournament.
Exactly.
That's
how it
was.
You're 100% correct.
That's how it was.
It's
a different era. It's a different era.
How long have you been involved in golf, George?
So I've been a club pro for since '92, and I love it. I'm getting into my senior years now on the senior club pro series, but it's just. And again, what's coming next, Paul? I hate to say it, especially somebody who loves golf, watches golf.
What's that?
Pay-per-view's coming. Pay-per-view's coming.
Really?
It'll be on the agenda when the networks can't afford to pay for what's coming. Golf. Saudi Arabia is going to now host 6 events a year.
Oh my God!
And they're building courses down there like crazy. They're going to bring the tour players down there. That's all part of this. So. You're going to be watching pay-per-view golf in the middle of the night because of the time change. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to show, CBS is not going to broadcast the PGA Tour in Saudi Arabia at 1 in the morning.
No.
That's not coming. So it's going to be on a digital channel or on a stream, and we're going to have to pay for it. And that's just reality of what's coming. It's changing like everything else. And, it's a tough day for the PGA Tour fan. This is a tough...
No, I agree. George, I mean, it's irritating, and I'm outraged by it, but I also understand the business of it. And it was a matter of survival. Thank you very much. Pay-per-view. You're going to pay to watch Saudi golf at one? I wouldn't pay to watch it right now in prime time, so I'll leave it to somebody else. We will be back. More of your phone calls, final 30 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back as we continue here. Pappy in Houston is up next. Hello, Pappy.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a simple question about the realignment and the SEC for 2024. It's my understanding that they're going to eliminate the divisions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How do they propose to have determined the participants in the SEC championship game then?
It will be the two highest I'm trying to remember if it's the highest rated according to the committee. Let me think about that for a second. Is there a percentage? How are they doing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the top two teams in the standing wise, and there will be countless tiebreakers, of course.
Yes, okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very, very much for calling us. We deeply appreciate it. How about Jack next in Georgia? Hello, Jack.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you very much.
I just got back in the house, and I caught your show. But when the guy who took the screening calls asked him one question. And, Paul, you can tell me the truth, okay? Are these people that call every day, are they real people? Are you hiring these people from casting summers from Hollywood?
Jack, Hollywood could not provide us with these people. These are real people.
I'm thinking like, Paul, if you did, you're a genius. Come on, like, Iron Man and Legend and all these people, like, they can't be real. It's just unbelievable.
Well,
but you got a great show.
I have met but a number of them, and they are as real as it gets. And I think that's why we collectively stand out versus some other shows, is that as we have expanded our wings here by going from a local, regional to a national program, we've brought all these people under the same tent.
You know, that's how I got to know who you were. From your local show, principally YouTube and everything, if I can say that.
Sure.
But I do miss a couple of people, Miss Tammy, Miss Phyllis, and what about the little guy that always said he would give somebody a country ass whooping?
Oh, that's Charles from Real Town. Who the other two have passed away, but Charles is alive.
Yeah.
He just I don't know what Charles is doing. He calls occasionally, but he's one of the all timers.
Oh my God, he really is. I mean, that segment with him and Marcus Spears, I still go on YouTube just to get to watch that. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
but Paul,
no.
I enjoy your show, and I appreciate what you do every day, son.
Well, thank you. It's awfully nice of you to call. Expired is up next in Texas. Hello, Expired.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a couple comments. Your show is usually pretty good. It's a lot better when you're on it and Peter Burns isn't and all them other clowns that you get to fill in for you. But they do an adequate job, you know. But really, your show really hits when Randy's around. I mean, what does he do? What's his official title besides knucklehead?
Randy, what is your official title?
Yeah, I'm a senior studio operator.
Senior studio operator.
Oh, he sounds almost important. But
well, the problem with Randy is that Randy had a previous career. He was he ran a local television station here, so he retired from that. Translation: he doesn't need the work.
Got you.
So therefore, he's not here every day, which he should be.
He's an asset to your program.
Oh, I know. I mean, without him, it's I'm sitting here. I mean, he is a participant. So, Randy, is there anyone we can talk to about getting you here more often?
Let's don't talk to him.
Okay, well, Randy doesn't. I mean, it does. It's not like, yeah, hey, show me. I mean, Randy doesn't want, nor does he need the money. He's not like the rest of us who are punching a clock every day.
You can smell. The wealth through my TV when
yeah.
he talks. I mean, you can smell it.
I mean, every night I walk out, and I get in my beat down 85 Toyota, and Randy. Randy's in a Jag one day, a Maserati the next, a Porsche. He had a Tesla the other day that, quite frankly, there wasn't even a driver in there. Just like he sat in the back.
He's got so much money, his Tesla runs off gas.
Yeah. His Tesla, he's got so much money that Elon Musk drives his Tesla.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we're just
Mr. Musk on. Here to pick you up, Randy.
Thanks. Hey, and I will say this. We talk about people being real on this show and talking. You know, I'm real. I might piss some people off now and then or all the time, whatever, because of my love for the Aggies. And, you know, we want to win a championship, and it ain't happening. But, you know, you get somebody like AC and what he said a while ago about eating Jim. And first of all, that's the last person I'd want to try to eat. But anyway,
yeah, no,
I don't think I can. I don't dream stuff like that up. Also, AC's real.
We've had a lot of weirdness on the show before. We've never had anyone go Jeffrey Dahmer on us.
That's right. All right, man. I love talking to you guys. And Randy, I hope you come to work tomorrow.
I doubt he'll be here tomorrow. That would mean 3 days in a row.
I'll be here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm taking Thursday off.
Okay, Randy will be here tomorrow. So
we may
have to call the Guinness Book of World Records 3 days in a row for Randy. Woo. We will take a short break. We come back. Final few minutes right here. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.